start this segment here of Rosie on the House with Jack in Scottsdale. He's got a question for Mr. John Eisenhower. Go ahead, yes. Jack.
Okay. Yeah, when we purchased our home about several years ago, there were two big desert willow trees, and they happened to be very near the swimming pool. So unfortunately, even though they're beautiful, the pink buds that they produce fill up the pool almost every day. And I'm wondering if there's anything that can be sprayed on the trees to kind of retard the blooming of the buds.
Well, there are some...
Hang on just a second. There you go.
There are some control methods, some chemicals that you can apply to trees that will abort the bloom. And you would have to check with some an applicator service, a company that provides that, and see if they have a labeled product for desert willow. Different genus and species are covered under the label of various products, and you'd have to see if that is a labeled a tree and would and if those chemicals would be effective. But it is unfortunate that we plant these trees that are beautiful blooming trees, and yet we then have to take control methods to kind of prevent them from dumping everything into the pool. Unfortunate that's the case, and good luck with that.
Richard Atkins was saying it was one of your favorite blooms of the desert.
Right, it's a very nice, and they have a lot of varieties now with darker colors, but it is fairly short-lived on its bloom, but then again, it probably drops leaves every year into the pool, just adding more to its problem.
Yeah, they're pretty good-sized blooms, too. So, yeah.
One day, I'm going to build a filter that just has no problem with leaf drop. I think that's a missing invention yet to come. If you could invent a pool filter that had no problem handling leaves, you'd be in good shape. Paul in Buckeye wants to know how to kill a tree. Welcome.
Yeah, good morning. I appreciate and enjoy your program. I have a Chinese elm that I need to get rid of, and I've cut it off, and I've left about a 2-foot stem on top, maybe 3-foot. But how's the best way to kill that tree in the root system?
Well, there's several methods of removing a tree stump. You can cut it to as close to grade as you can, and then bring in a mechanical stump grinder, which pulverizes the root and the surrounding radiating roots to a certain distance from the stump and to a certain depth.
How, that was my question. How deep do you grind it?
Well, you can grind pretty deep with a standard walk behind stump grinder. Usually about 10 inches is about as deep as you can go. There are larger stump grinding units that you can bring in if you have access to the stump that can dig much, much deeper than that, of course, at a little bit higher expense. You can also chemically treat stumps, just like we were talking about controlling bloom. There are chemicals like Roundup Concentrate and others that can be applied to the stump right after the final cut is made at the bottom. If you don't plan to use that area to replant and you don't need that space in the yard, you can then apply Roundup Concentrate right to the stump and usually kill that systemic herbicide will be absorbed into the stump and will kill it and prevent it from regrowing.
And we were talking earlier, if you weren't trying to kill an elm, but you've, Mr. Atkins, have been on a lot of elm tree calls this year, and they were all the same problem. It seemed like something with the not lack of winter we had.
Well, it was just when they broke bloom this year, I mean, a lot of energy was used, and a lot of the elms that you're finding now, they're starting to lose their leaves. Once you start digging around the base a little bit, you'll find that they have girdling root problems. And root development was just inadequate to take on the growth that they're putting out right now. And that usually takes a number of years, probably 5 to 6 years, before a tree really starts exhibiting that problem.
And is it a correctable problem or?
Oh, indeed. You just need to get down and do some excavation. You can either do it very gently by hand with a spade and a brush, or you can get like an air extraction to come in and you kind of blow the soil from around the roots without damaging. Then you can really see what the root architecture looks like. And then you can, if it's running around the tree, you can carefully take a blade and cut that and alleviate that pressure.
Now, we talked a lot last time John was in the studio with us on monsoon prep. We were going to cover that today, but man, that flew by.
It did.
If you're a visual person or needed a hands-on, clear your schedule tomorrow.
For the Desert Botanical Garden class that I'm teaching called Summer Tree Care, if you're wanting to get your trees in shape and learn a little bit more about how to get them ready for the monsoon, this is the last class in this series that the summer series of classes that I'm teaching is called Summer Tree Care. And you can go to the Desert Botanical Garden website and register for the class. It's tomorrow afternoon between 2 and 5 o'clock in the Marley Education Center. Nice air-conditioned classroom. And you can find that registration at dbg.org, dbg.org. And look up the class.
And for anyone that's not a do-it-yourself type or doesn't have the time or needs the assistance of a certified arborist.
That's right. They can contact us anytime. You can go to our website, again, at itreeservice.com or call us anytime at 602-788-0005.
Can also follow you along on Twitter and Facebook as well.
Sure.
And then, Mr. Atkins, thanks for joining us. Any last points on the desert ironwood?
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thank you. It was very enjoyable being here this morning. The desert ironwood is a very nice tree for your desert landscape in the front yard. It has nice color, nice structure, and provides a nice home for other plants and animals within your home environment.
The Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.